Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton is heading several initiatives in Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration to address issues of equality. These range from gender issues to the rural-urban divide. Stratton came to Normal as a speaker for the McLean County Democrats' inaugural Obama Legacy Dinner. WGLT's Eric Stock talks with Stratton about the equality efforts, including a new commission she chairs that seeks to reform the criminal justice system.
Well, I think one of the main focuses of the Justice, Equity, and Opportunity Initiative is to really shift the focus from really being a punitive system to one that is more encompassing of the principles of restorative justice. What I like to say is that for too long we've thought about criminal justice reform simply in terms of policing and jails and prisons. And if we really want to think about justice, we have to think about lack of access to health care and unemployment and barriers to a quality education and some of those issues that are happening in communities. So one of the things that we've done for these first several months in office in our administration is we have spent time talking with over 300 to 350 different stakeholders, because we believe that the best way to develop policy is to keep the community at the center.
And the issue of criminal justice has come up in the discussion about legalized marijuana, which we will have in Illinois starting in January. For all those who were sentenced for minor drug offenses that will soon be legal, they can get their records cleared, but it doesn't undo the harm. What is your message to them, a segment of our population that is disproportionately in minority communities?
Well, what we often say is that when we think about the adult use cannabis legalization here in Illinois, it's the first time in the nation that this has been passed through the legislature. And the second piece is that we made sure that this was the most equity-centric legislation that we could think of. So first of all, there are 770,000 individuals who will be eligible to have their records expunged. And then we also have other, such as a small business loan fund and some other factors that will really help people who have been harmed the most by the war on drugs, which is disproportionately communities of color, to have some access into this new industry. The governor and I felt very strongly that you can, as well as members of the legislature, that you can't have all of the harm that's been done through the war on drugs, and then now the same people who have been harmed can't have access to this industry. So we are creating pathways for that. And then finally, there's also the R3 fund that's going to be focused on bringing investment into some of the communities that have suffered the most amount of harm from the war on drugs and have suffered decades of disinvestment. So there's lots of different angles that we have approached this with to make sure that we do try to bring some restorative justice to this process.
You also chair the new Illinois Council on Women and Girls, and Nikita Richards of Bloomington, who is on the governor's transition team, is one of the members on that council. I understand it's only the second of its kind in the country, the goal to give women a greater voice in Illinois government. How does the council make that happen?
Well, we've brought together, I think it's 22 women, powerhouse women from around the state, to make sure that we have diverse perspectives and diverse voices. You know, there are some issues that we need to tackle as it relates to women, whether it's sexual violence, whether it's barriers to economic opportunity, healthcare, and healthcare decisions. These are all things that we heard from this committee. But one of the things I was excited about is we had quite a, I don't want to call it a debate, but a spirited conversation around how we can't just say women and think we're covering everyone. There were those from the disability community who said, please make sure that we talk about women's issues in that context. We had veterans like Nikita Richards who said, let's make sure we talk about issues relating to women veterans, the LGBTQ community. So what we're going to do is they've been meeting in small groups based upon areas of interest, and by the end of the year, they'll be making some recommendations where we will be focusing on policy solutions, legislative solutions, and just thinking more comprehensively about how we can engage women and girls around the state.
Another matter that fits under the purview of the lieutenant governor is rural affairs, and we're seeing a growing divide in economic realities. Many small towns have lost locally owned stores. More discount stores are coming into their place. How can that be undone, and how can you sort of reverse or at least mitigate what appears to be an exodus from many smaller communities in Illinois?
Well, one of the things that the governor and I have always focused on is economic inclusion. And that does not only mean when we think about some of our more urban areas, looking at including women and people of color, but it also includes what we do in our rural communities and making sure that we expand access to opportunity, whether that's access to capital, technical assistance, or mentoring to start businesses. You will know that, have noted probably, that we have just announced $420 million coming from our Rebuild Illinois Capital Plan that will assist with expanding broadband internet access to every corner of our state. This is because we want to make sure that businesses and farmers in some of our agricultural and rural communities will have access to internet and will be connected. We want young people to come back to some of these towns who might leave and go to college and think, oh, well, there's nothing for me to do when I go back. We want them to see that as a viable opportunity. So our Governor's Rural Affairs Council, which I chair, again, has a team of leaders that are coming together, stakeholders from these rural communities. I'm visiting all around the state, spending a lot of time in central and southern Illinois to make sure that we are lifting up the voices and getting those solutions directly from those communities.
That is Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton of Illinois with WGLT's Eric Stock. Stratton worked on President Obama's presidential campaign. During his second term in the White House, he issued his first endorsement to Stratton prior to her defeating a longtime incumbent in a state House seat Democratic primary.